son. Where'd you find this?
Good afternoon.
What up?
Alex Teicher, how are you doing?
Right. What is good, man? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, we just came back last week after a long hiatus, you could say.
We were gone for a long time.
And merely hours, just hours after ending our show, it all just went down.
It came crumbling.
In the soccer world. FIFA just came crumbling down. I just imagine, like, in The Lord of the Rings, the third movie, not The Hobbit, but the first movie.
Right.
Return of the King, when you know, the big Eye of Sauron tower just came tumbling down. That's pretty much what happened to FIFA.
To a dramatic crash.
Unbelievable, Alex. So just merely, literally, hours after the show, it just all went down. So that would have been a great topic last week, but we're going to talk about it this week, even though we're obviously
today
far behind. Alex, quick summary.
Okay.
If I may.
Please.
Pretty much the U.S. Department, the U.S. Attorney. And this, first of all, this was looking so bad. There's so many layers that we have to go through right now.
Yeah.
Just crazy. So first
peel
of all,
this
last
onion
week,
back.
Unbelievable. So it was pretty much, there was an investigation launched and it was uncovered that decades, Alex, not years, decades of bribery, totaling more than $150 million, federal racketeering charges, just all these crazy illegal schemes, pretty much. And, you know,
so we're talking like mafia status right now.
And honestly, pretty much, yes. And I'm not shocked whatsoever that it's coming out. Isn't it kind of like the mob?
Yeah.
You knew, you know, those guys in the movies.
The stupidest
you knew
calls
what they were
you've
doing.
Seen, too. Come on.
It was
come
blatant
on
that something was going on, and now that it pretty much has been unearthed. So, Alex, are you shocked at all by this?
Yes and no. I'm surprised it took this long to find out, but I'm not surprised because haven't you watched a game and just thought it was a ridiculous call?
That yeah, it made no sense.
Honestly, not in
but
the
I
game.
I want to add really quick that 9 current FIFA executives, 7 of them are, you know, 9 were caught, 7 are arrested. Just want to let you know.
Jesus.
And one official, just one of them, was interviewed and came out and said he was bribed so much money.
I
don't have
to bring
the official.
Him up. Trinidad James.
Yeah, okay. Was
they
that
him?
They
called him Trinidad Jack.
Okay.
Trinidad Jack.
And pretty much, you know, he was bribed in, like, what, the 2010 World Cup, you know, for certain
yes
calls. I forgot which games
yes
it was exactly, but you knew this stuff was going on now that it's officially uncovered, Alex.
Yes. He was the former FIFA vice president, too, and he retired back in, I think it was 2012, he stepped down, pending investigations, and he was even indicted and disgraced.
And here's the thing, oof, Alex, Sepp Blatter, who's obviously the president of FIFA, okay,
right,
so first of all, this all came out, and he was sort of trying to back it all up, blah, blah, blah. Here's the ridiculous thing, Alex, he was reelected. They're doing another election. How is that even possible? You know, all this was going down. And they still, like, okay, I guess there's still somehow nobody better. I forgot there was another, I think an Arabic prince that was running for it,
FIFA?
Too. I forgot his name. I should have it up right now. But
you're
yes, for
about,
yeah, for the re-election.
Well, I heard David Beckham was trying to run for
right
it, too.
but Sepp Blatter got re-elected. How
jeez
he could win? How insane is that? So anyway, but then 4 days later, Alex, the USA, United States of America, launches a big investigation, and pretty much there's no came out with the, you know, officially about it, but we pretty much made him resign and step down. He had a quote saying, you know, oh, I guess, you know, other countries don't approve, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Get out.
Right.
Get out. He's pretty much the head of the mob, and he knew all this was going on.
He did.
Get out. Thank goodness. So now, Alex, because I think before he resigned, and USA pretty much strong-armed him to resign.
Right.
It was going to look bad because now that USA was kind of had that momentum building and it was getting popular, and then all of a sudden it's pretty much found out that soccer is corrupt. And now, but the USA went in there, took him out, and pretty much saying, hey, we're going to have a clean slate. Now let's have FIFA, World Soccer. Let's try to make it as clean as possible. At least that's what I hope they're going to plan to do, right?
Sounds like a good idea.
So we'll see, and hopefully this will be in our favor in the future, too. Like I said, and there's a whole bunch of corrupt things that are still being uncovered about, you know, Qatar. Is it Qatar or Qatar? I've heard it both ways. I don't think it's official.
Well, let's Qatar Qatar out.
Qatar, rim shot. Yeah, so there's a whole lot of corrupt things, but with, you know, with Russia and Qatar, too. So hopefully, maybe we can get USA. USA was second place in the running of the 2022 World Cup, Alex. Mm. It should have been rightfully United States. So, Alex, the United States was the runner-up for the 2022 World Cup. So maybe, just maybe, we can get it back since all this shady stuff. Because, Alex, if you care about humanity and people, if you've heard not hundreds, thousands of people have died trying to build this stadium for the Qatar World Cup in 2022.
Yeah.
And it's still how many years away? 7 years away, Alex.
Long time.
Are you kidding me? There's thousands, literally thousands of people have died, Alex. Sad. It's stunning.
It goes
and,
to show
I'm just saying, if the United States got the World Cup, there would be probably none, because we could just say, hey, let's go to this stadium.
Exactly.
It's pretty sad if you ask me.
Cash rules everything around me.
And you know what? I bet, you know, MLS officials and the presidents, everything like that, it must have hurt so bad, because if you look, the ratings are really, even ESPN acknowledges, if you look online, the ratings are in. People are watching soccer, Alex.
It's true.
Football, they're watching it. It's just so sad, because if the USA did get it in 2022, and they, I'm not closing the door on that, all this ridiculousness.
This new hype coming up, yeah.
Maybe we might just get it back, and I would not be shocked if it does happen. We'll get into that a little bit later, but for how popular it's getting, and all these people, by the way, Perlow. We'll talk about all these guys that are coming in. With all the hype coming in for MLS, people are watching it this year. And for how many more years? And if the USA can somehow get the World Cup in 2022, how much popular would the MLS get?
Maybe our prediction, like we said.
It's my 10-year
soccer's
plan.
Blowing
it's
up.
Not that crazy. So, Alex, do you think there's going to be, is there a new world order now for FIFA and world soccer?
It
do you think it's
going
like
to
be cleaner
it.
Now? Maybe there won't be so many shady calls in the World Cup.
You can hope. I'm sure they'll still have some shady calls here and there, but this is actually a big eye-opener for people now.
Yes.
Everyone's going to pay attention. This is exactly why I thought there should have been replays involved and intertwined with soccer, because you do need to go back and look at certain calls, because the ref, for instance, doesn't see everything. The sideline refs, they're paying attention for offside.
At least they made the goal line technology.
Right, but the one person that actually sees everything is the ref behind the goal.
Right.
And he is not allowed to say anything.
It's
a monopoly.
True. Yeah.
If you can incorporate replays as there is into other sports, I'll tell you what, no more dirty play as much.
Can I just point out something? We're all, you know, investigating the FIFA officials and things like that.
Right.
Players. Do you think players might be a little at fault? Should we investigate the players? Wondolowski. Come on, right? You know,
wow.
That's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
I mention it probably every episode we've ever done.
Yeah,
every episode, I think I have to mention that. So how does he miss that shot? You never know. So I'm just saying.
So bribes? Player bribes?
Well, they got into
missing
the
a shot? Throwing a game?
We got into the official. Oof. Officials got blasted. What
this
about
is getting
the players?
Deep.
I mean, I think it'd be like kind of like a Lance Armstrong. It'd be kind of sad if we found out
what
that
about
it was
the coaches?
True, but... Hey,
taking players out,
assistant coach,
putting
yeah.
them in certain places. Look at Manchester.
There's a lot of money that goes on in football.
Rooney's not a midfield.
Yeah, right.
Rooney is not a midfield.
So you're telling me someone might have paid for Manchester United to be terrible?
Look at FIFA. Anything's possible.
Very true. But come on, everyone can't be shocked that it's
no.
like this. It's just like the mob. You knew that they were doing illegal stuff, drugs, violence, whatever. You know that they're taking bribes.
Right, of course.
Obvious. So we finally uncovered the obvious mask. Set Blatter out.
The dust underneath the mat.
Yes. Hopefully a new age in soccer, Alex. I'm looking forward to it. I can't even wait till 2018.
Oof.
In Qatar, whatever you think it is.
Qatar.
It's not official. I don't think anybody knows.
It's Qatar.
So, Alex, Premier League is done.
We
covered
the Champions.
That. Oh, Champions League. Yes.
Champions League Saturday.
Do-do-do. Yeah,
are you excited?
I like that song. I am very excited. It's fun. I
can hear it in the background.
Yes.
I can hear it.
I love that song. I love that song.
Oh.
I cannot wait for this weekend. It feels like it's been forever. Been
so
waiting
I know
forever.
We talked about it last show. We
yes.
have it our predictions. You said about a 6-2. I threw about a 4-2. Anything change
nope.
since last week?
Nope.
Hardcore 6-2? So you're telling me game ending 6-2 Saturday, Barcelona walking away with the
I
trophy.
Think it's going to be a blowout. I've said it before. I'm going to stick with it.
And
winner
the game
take
is being
all.
Hosted in a neutral country, Germany.
Yes. Winner take all, blowout, 6-2, Messi 2 goals, Suarez 2
Ooh.
Goals, Neymar 1 goal. What
Ooh.
Up?
Yeah, I'm saying.
I think it's going to be a blowout. I think Pogba will net a goal too. Hey.
I'm saying 2-1.
Damn!
Whoa, a tight one.
2-1. I'm going to say I'd love to see Juventus win. I would love to see it. Do I think it's going to happen? Probably not, but I want to just throw it out there. I'm going to say 2-1 Juventus.
What?
2-1 Juventus.
Oh, you know what? I owe you. I'll owe you. I don't even know why I'm doing this because I don't need to. But I'm just gonna say it right now. That's such a bold predicament. I'll get you two good dinners. We just had some Kung Pao bowl.
Kung Pao, shout out to Kung Pao.
Yes, KPB. I'll get you a KPB and a charo. How about that
Ooh,
one?
Ooh, all right. Let's yeah. throw this on here. It's, I'm saying
that's a nice $20 between the two.
I'm calling Pogba.
So that's
While FIFA's still under investigation, I'm making a
Pogba
bribe.
Pogba dropping a deuce?
I'm making a bribe.
Pogba deuce?
I'm calling Messi, telling him.
Brace?
Yeah.
Bomb threat.
Bomb threat. Do not enter the stadium. But yeah, so we'll see what happens with the game. That's my prediction.
So the Premier League is over. Champions yes. League this weekend. So Alex, as you know, I'm a Gunners fan. The Gunners.
The Gunners.
I like Arsenal a lot.
The Gunners.
You know, they didn't have a terrible year. You know, obviously, every team wants their team to win the Premier League, wants to go at least past their first round in the Champions League. That was pathetic.
Chelsea.
Nevertheless, Arsenal, third place still.
Yeah.
Champions League shot next year. Once again, I think they'll get a little bit farther. Won the FA Cup. Arsene Wenger's Ooh. Third FA Cup. No, sixth FA Cup, I believe. Excuse me. Beating Aston Villa. Aston Villa 4-0.
Aston.
And I believe Aston Villa's, I believe they lost the regulation. I don't think they're going to be in the Premier League next year.
I don't think so.
But they still end up making all the way to the FA Cup final. Arsenal 4-0. So a little accomplishment. Arsene Wenger, I don't think his job is in jeopardy. A lot of people are saying, hey, you should get rid of Wenger. I mean, come on, who else is out there? But hey, well, Real Madrid did let go of Ancelotti.
Yeah.
And that brings me to the point when we talked about it last week. They did fire Ancelotti, and you called it. They did hire
Rafael Benitez.
Oh,
I do remember
yeah.
him.
And that brings me to my next point, Alex. Yes, you called it. I'm giving you props. How
Thank
about
you.
That?
Thank you. I did
As
my
you
homework.
Know, Real Madrid let go Ancelotti last week, which was ridiculous. We talked about it. But they did hire, and you predicted it, Rafa Benitez, former Napoli manager, is now the new Real Madrid manager. What do you think, Alex? Good call.
Well, thank you.
Well, when you have, you know, Ronaldo and Benzema.
Sometimes you need the talent.
If you got Benzema, which I don't think he'll be there next year.
My honest opinion, too, is sometimes coaching is meant for certain people. Like, for example, you can coach. If you're teaching to the wrong set of pupils, you're basically throwing wasted knowledge at somebody.
Mm.
For example, you can go and spit all these soccer facts and et cetera and all these tricks to a basketball player and be wasting your time.
Okay.
So now that he has, say, a brighter star set, Benzema.
Well, yeah, and arguably
Cristiano,
the best player ever. Yeah.
One of the top.
He's not better than Messi, but...
Can't say that anymore.
1B.
But, so that's why I'm saying, honestly, I think he could be a good pick for them. Mm. But I'm still disagreeing. They shouldn't have let him go because that was a power trip.
No.
That was a power call. And I think that had to something
They're like
to do...
the Lakers. You know what?
It's had
like...
something to do with FIFA, I'm saying, too. Because I've been calling things.
Whoa, wait.
I think there's something there.
With Ancelotti and Real Madrid?
Maybe.
Really?
No, the owner of Real Madrid. Something with FIFA. Who knows?
Huh.
Who knows? Like I said.
Well, that's going deep, my friend.
We are the dark side here.
All right, Alex, before we get into some other leagues around the world, anything else before this whole FIFA corruption scandal before we move on?
He stepped down in 2012, the vice president of the FIFA League. He was actually one of the top owners of the American and the Southern African Leagues, the CONCAF or something like that. And he is supposed to be the Robin Hood.
CONCACAF.
Yeah. He's supposed to be the Robin Hood and the one that's supposed to be enlightening us about all the frauds and embezzlements that's been going on. So we'll see what happens with that. I'll check into more and let you know.
Please.
We will.
All right.
We will.
And back to, you know, a lot. Like, again, this league doesn't get enough respect, but it will in the coming years. We're going to MLS. Shifting to MLS.
Drop it down a second.
All right, Alex. So we had some weekend MLS action, like every Sunday and sometimes Saturday and sometimes Wednesday.
It occurs.
So Toronto rolling along, beating San Jose Earthquakes. Whenever Wondolowski loses a game, I got to point that out. I'll never get over that. I'll never get over it, Alex. I won't get over it.
Wondolowski.
Vancouver Whitecaps having a stunning season so far, shocking everybody, being RSL 2-1.
Wow.
DC United, Alex, pretty much killing the whole MLS.
Yeah, impressive.
They are looking ridiculous, beating the Philadelphia Union, who are pitiful, 2-1. Draw New York City FC and Houston Dynamo. New York City FC, by the way, Alex might be getting Pirlo pretty soon.
I'm pretty excited.
Man, oh, Lampard and Pirlo. If they
Swag.
Don't win the East, that's pitiful.
Swag.
So that's something to look forward to in the future. Orlando City SC, Columbus Crew 2-2. Chicago Fire with a pretty impressive 3-0 win over Montreal. Colorado Rapids losing to the Portland Timbers 2-1. The Sounders, of course, beating the Red Bulls. And LA Galaxy keeping their head above water, drawing with the Revs 2-2. So, Alex, what are we looking like in the standings right now?
Well, in the conference so far, East Side.
Yeah, I'm the nigga, yeah, don't forget it, yeah.
Got the DC United, as you just said. Strong. 28 points. Sitting a total 7 points above New England.
Yeah, looking good.
Yeah.
So we got 28 with DC United, 21 for New England, total of 17 for New York. Toronto FC was 16, and Columbus Crew added another 16 times.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like the East DC United.
Yeah, they're running away with the East right now.
They're kind of getting a nice little lead.
Yep, looking good.
Yeah.
Give me the West.
And then on the West side, my prediction, Seattle. Sitting pretty, 26 points.
Yep.
Yeah.
Top of the boards. Got the Whitecaps, as you just said.
Yeah.
Shocking loss, 23. And then the FC Dallas sitting at 21, tied with the Sporting KC.
Always
21.
Dangerous. Yep.
Yeah. LA Galaxy, 21 as well.
Hey.
Tied.
Hey.
For
third. Right there.
We're right behind him.
And by the way, it does stink because Robbie Keane got injured.
He did.
Dan Gargan got injured.
No midfield. They got no midfield.
Zardes got, I think, got a little banged up too. We got a lot of injuries. Omar Gonzalez got injured too. A lot of injuries for the last game. So it was a brutal draw, I guess you could say. So again, just lucky that we're barely head above water. We have some injuries. We're still in the early stages of the season. There's so much more to go, Alex.
Right.
Plenty of time left. And guess what? We're going to say it every week until he's here. Stevie G's coming, and he's going to be fresh because he barely even played this year, Alex.
I saw a tweet. He's eager and ready.
Oh, our midfield is lacking so bad. It's going to be such a welcome. I can't even wait.
It's going to be the next Beckham.
Just makes me think, gosh, if we had Marcelo Sarvis, oh, what were they thinking with that trade?
They weren't.
Nope. I mean, I get the whole allocation, but
it's a big player to lose.
Good midfielders are kind of hard to come
by.
They're
a dime a dozen. Everybody wants to be a striker.
Sadly.
Yep.
Speaking of that, I'm going to have more time on my hands, Alex. I know your season in the JSL is coming back.
That's right.
So you might be seeing me on the pitch again.
Hey.
Because I've been so busy over the last couple months. I should have Thursday nights off. I saw those new spiffy jerseys on Facebook.
We did. That's
I'm
the Galacticos.
Yes.
Repping those away Germany
yes.
champions jerseys, the black and red, and we even have the 2014 emblem on them for the winners.
A little gel.
I
like it.
Hey, thank you.
So I might be back on the pitch.
Come on through.
Anything else before we get out of here?
So bringing it back to the Ronaldo topic, did you hear this recent scandal that's been going on with Cristiano?
What
on
do
a
you
boat?
Got? No.
So apparently, there's two things floating around. One is he was having a nice little getaway with some of his teammates. And one was, but they were kind of showing the flack that he might be a little straight as a rainbow, as you put it.
What?
Calling him names I can't pronounce.
Really?
On the air. Yes.
Come on, he's dating that one supermodel,
cover.
Right?
They say it's a cover.
Oh, come on.
They have pictures of his teammates rubbing suntan lotion on him with his
come
girl sitting right
on.
There.
Wow.
But no. I said,
And by the way, not that it would offend me, but that's not true. I don't see it being true.
I think it's just something to look for, like TMZ's, you know,
yeah.
The latest scoop.
Yep.
But just want to get your little input on that, see what you thought about all that.
It's definitely fascinating. I did not hear about this at all, and I can't believe I haven't, because I would usually be all on top of these topics.
I just think it's more fire to throw at him.
Yeah, like you said, I think it's a TMZ. I'd have to look at it, but I haven't seen any. Is there a video of it?
Pictures. No videos.
Pictures. Okay, pictures.
Showing him on his yacht with some friends.
It's just, you're getting into 9/11 conspiracy theory stuff.
Exactly.
There's nothing that you can prove. You know, Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay
They're
Packers.
They're hunting for gold.
The Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was there's a lot of rumors about that a couple years ago, and that got debunked. You can take a lot of things from certain pictures. You know, it just is. It
debunked
like
or deboned.
Hey. But yeah, it sounds like a TMZ type of thing. I don't believe that for a second.
All right, cool. And predictions on FIFA. What is to come?
What's to come? Well, I hope for whoever's the next president, I hope they make it as clean as possible, and I hope that, you know, all the but how? But, you know,
so maybe
is, like,
bringing
how?
In somebody from the sport. That knows the sport, that would do it for the sport. Perfect example,
hey.
David Beckham's running.
Whoa.
David Beckham for FIFA president? You feel me?
I don't know what else, what can they do now? How many regulations that they put in, or do they have somebody that's going to check every official? I mean, how can you stop these, whoever was bribing them in the first place? You got to stop that, whoever's outside that are making these deals to begin with. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, how are they really going to crack down on everything else outside?
You can't. Just like you said, the FIFA's like low-key the mob, so there's things that go on that nobody really knows about, and even at times, the law enforcement knows about it, and they're getting paid off a piece of the pie, so they're encouraging it. So could be the same thing. Who knows really who's involved? There could be politicians, for all we know, for different countries that get involved and start using soccer games as betting stuff. Who knows?
I mean, so I mean, it
could be a deep betting circle that we have no idea
yeah.
about. That all presidents use. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, man. You don't. Yeah, it's impossible to tell. But hopefully, you got to look at the positive side.
Right.
Hopefully, that whoever comes in next, hopefully the U.S. does a good job. And by the way, there is a little bit of a talk, Alex, that is the U.S. doing their typical, all right, something's going wrong, the United States has to invade it, whatever, has to put their arms in it.
Exactly, just like the 9/11 thing.
Yeah, and that's what they did with the FIFA thing, too. But hey, we got Sepp Blatter out of there. Is that not like Saddam Hussein-esque? Maybe.
People kind of look at us as the bullies.
Right.
But in a sense, when you're doing conspiracies and things like this, where it's, that's where the FBI gets involved, and that's federals. Those guys, federal agents are involved too. Do I think it's right? Probably yes and no, but they're going to go in it anyways. I mean, it involved
them. I think, because it looked bad that Sepp Blatter got reelected, but then that we threw him out, I think for United States is, you know, because the popularity is still growing, I think, and that might have put a halt to it. And now I think getting that guy out of there really helped rather than just letting, because how foolish would that have looked if he still, they reelected him, how, after the blatant crimes that he committed?
Yeah,
come on. Or he let happen, at least.
Yeah, that's so, the best way to look at it.
So anyway, I hopefully good things are ahead, but yes, I don't know.
And then the next topic before we get out of here,
mm-hmm.
the Women's World Cup.
Yes.
Ooh.
Speaking of World Cups, yes,
2015,
you know, they had a devastating loss to Japan,
the returning champs.
Yep, so I think they're going to do the wrongs. They, you know, a lot of people said they choked, and whatever. Just call it how it is. Kind of, yeah, they did.
Can you see the U.S. women bringing it home?
Absolutely. I mean, I think their roster is better than last time. Absolutely.
Do you think this is the year?
Yes. I can't believe Japan beat them last time. So, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of expectations coming in because they did essentially kind of choke away the last World Cup. So I think there's a lot of expectations on their shoulders, and I think they still have that chip on their shoulder. Yes, I absolutely think they're going to deliver the World Cup.
I think we will bring it home this year. I do.
Have you won back? Bring it home.
I have much respect. So us, the 2 at 2WGTF.
We are 2WGTF.
Shout-outs.
I'm Nick Wright.
I'm Alex Teicher.
Find me at Nick on the board.
Find me at Alex Teicher.
Yes.
And guess what? We are officially back.
We're back.
Woo!
Hey. All right, we'll see you next week.